You're listening to SBS News.
74-year-old Bob Chalmers suffered a stroke just 1 week ago. Now he's using a smartphone to monitor for signs of atrial fibrillation, or AF, a heart arrhythmia that increases the risk of it happening again.
That little device is just... It's just so much easier than the great big machines that you have to use, pushing them around. And people will, in the future, they'll be able to buy their own probably and keep a check of their own heart.
People with AF are five times more likely to have a stroke compared with those who don't. The condition makes the heart beat irregularly, increasing the chance of blood clots forming that can then travel to the brain. Professor Bernard Yan, a Royal Melbourne Hospital neurologist, says early detection of AF is crucial for stroke patients.
The detection of atrial fibrillation will mean that we can change the patient's treatment and in so decrease the risk of a recurrent stroke.
A three-year study of over 1,000 patients in Australia, Hong Kong and China has found smartphone monitoring was 8.5% effective in detecting AF, compared with 2.8% using the current Holter monitoring device. Professor Yan says it's an exciting finding.
And in fact, because of the positive results, some of our sites in overseas have already started using this device.
It takes around 20 seconds, compared with 24 hours for the previous method, and results are available immediately without needing a diagnosis from a cardiologist. Professor Yan says the technology allows any sign of AF to be picked up as soon as they present.
So it's all done by the device itself. And we believe that this is more efficient and more expeditious, as opposed to the Holter monitoring, which requires a cardiologist to look through it.
By detecting AF in a greater number of patients, the device has the potential to reduce the risk of secondary stroke. Lisa Murphy from the Stroke Foundation says the technology makes stroke prevention more accessible across the country.
Technological advances that are coming thick and fast, such as this device, are really narrowing the inequity gap between regional, rural and metropolitan Australia.
Doctors believe the findings of the smartphone research will change clinical guidelines for stroke patients. Abby Dinham, SBS News.